Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Third hour of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show is here, everybody. Appreciate you hanging with us. Clay and I love getting the opportunity to speak to you all across the country every day. It is an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure. I did check into this. We're going to be talking here in a second about the party of science. And you know, we're always going to throw some punches when we're talking about the party of science, the Democrats. Sure they are. But just as a quick follow-up to the discussion we're having a few minutes ago, very interesting call from somebody. I understand you could say, oh, well, just because there's a shortage of bread in your store, is that an indicator of anything? The answer is it could be. We've already seen baby formula shortages. Now, the baby formula shortage is more specifically tied to one factory that's had problems, Abbott Labs, right? It's a factory. And the FDA got involved. Then it turns out maybe they shouldn't have shut it down. Put that aside for a moment. Ukraine is one of the largest grain exporters in the world. Russia is one of the largest fertilizer exporters in the world. And the price indicators on these things show that there's clearly an issue of supply right now. And this just came out, Clay, a couple of days ago. I don't think a lot of folks noticed it, that the U.S. and Europe are racing to figure out how to shore up food supply chains, because India, which is one of the biggest, if not biggest, wheat exporters, one of the biggest, I could see what number, I have to figure out what number one is. India is one of the biggest wheat exporters. They just banned export of wheat. India just said, you know what, we're not exporting.
That doesn't seem good. That doesn't seem good, Buck.
That's not a good sign, folks, okay? When a huge wheat exporter is saying, We're not going to be exporting any wheat. That is a concern. And if you think about what's going on here with the war in Ukraine and Russia and the supply chain issues we've had, all of this tied in together, which makes me think we're heading into, I've been saying for months, are we going into a recession? I think we are. And, you know, batten down the hatches, folks. You know, hold on to your butts. This is going to get rough in the economy. On the party of science, though.
Oh, this is so good.
This is great. So they want to tell us that they're the party. Remember, they're setting up disinformation boards, although RIP disinformation board right now. Soviet Mary Poppins has already resigned. We are shedding a tear. And apparently a spoonful of sugar will make the disinformation board go down, as in down in flames, as in no longer existing. And what?
I was just going to say, Buck, yeah. Where does this rank as one of the dumbest? I mean, we know the Joe Biden administration has had a lot of dumb moves, but this thing didn't even last as long as CNN Plus. We need to at some point do, maybe we can do this for a special show or something, a countdown of the dumbest decisions of the Biden administration. And some of them are catastrophic, like leaving Afghanistan and leaving in the way that we did. But some of them are just downright stupid. That they could ever think that the disinformation board populated by, as you say, the Soviet Mary Poppins, Nina Jankowicz. Did they ever look at her past Twitter history? Did they know that she had a singing about disinformation predilection? I mean, this is one of, leave aside politics, this is one of the stupidest moves that I've ever seen any administration do. And I don't know what the payout was in terms of a benefit. It's just so catastrophically dumb.
They want to set up disinformation boards. You have Democrat politicians routinely saying that the Republicans are the party of disinformation. Meanwhile, an expert witness testifying today on Capitol Hill, when asked a very straightforward question, gave this hashtag science response.
What do you say a woman is?
I believe that everyone can identify for themselves.
Okay. Do you believe then that men can become pregnant and have abortions?
Yes.
Men can become pregnant and have abortions. No. And I understand that they want to play this game of, oh, it's about being respectful and inclusive. No. No, I'm sorry. That is disinformation. And this is actually playing out in many ways. And we'll talk about this in a second. This middle schooler who is being attacked for using the improper pronoun by accident as a middle schooler. But Clay, how can the party that, it's not like she says this, by the way, and Democrats make fun of, every single elected Democrat in office would stand behind that maybe not Joe
Biden.
Joe
Biden needs to be asked that question. Biden, and by the way, that is Amy Arambidi. I might not be pronouncing her name right. She is the executive director of Avow Texas. And Avow believes that for the vast majority of people, accessing abortion care is about love. That's their stated, this is her official bio testifying. Again, that's under congressional oath. That's a question that's being asked by Representative Dan Bishop in the House Judiciary Committee.
What she said, though, I want everyone to make sure they understand what she said is actually now Democrat dogma.
Yeah.
If you are a Democrat and you say that a man cannot get pregnant, you will be attacked and undermined by your own party. You must bend the knee to this. And by the way, Joe Biden should absolutely be asked. I know what he would do, his whole stupid grin and come on, man, come on. You know, he would evade it. He would not say, you would not get the sitting president to say that a man cannot get pregnant. He will not say it because he knows that that would upset the Democrat base.
That is a fantastic
without question.
Next time Joe Biden has a public press availability, I would love to hear somebody ask him, do you believe men can get pregnant?
And for those who want to say, because this is the other game that they play, we're constantly having to slice and dice the propaganda that they throw at us all the time. Because one of the things you'll see for leftists, you know, online and with their own shows and things, you want to seem like they're so cool. Why do they make such a big deal out of this? It's not such a big deal. Why are they obsessed with this? This is what you'll hear people, because they can't make a better argument. And they know that normal, emotionally stable people will hear that men can get pregnant and say, no, actually they can't. So this is what happens when you don't push back on this, when they convince you to be silent about it. Now kids are expected to use preferred pronouns even when they are incorrect as a matter of grammatical and English language usage. A middle schooler named Braden Rabideau is 13 years old. And he has had officially by his school, this is in Keele, Wisconsin. I mean, this isn't in, you know, Santa Monica. In Keele, Wisconsin, he was hit with a Title IX complaint because he referred to, guess what, a female student as she instead of they or them. Now, let me just put aside, first of all, referring to a female as she is correct scientifically and in reality. But beyond that, the demand that you should have, even the New York Times has had public struggle sessions, Clay, over, hey, we obviously are super inclusive and LGBTQIA plus, supportive, et cetera, et cetera. But they is for multiple people. They is actually a plural, not a singular. So for English language usage, we're not sure about. By the way, the activists have said, shut up. We don't care if it's wrong. Use it anyway.
Well, and by the way, this is significant for your point on writing articles. Because if you said they said, every single one of us will believe, oh, there's multiple people. that are saying something.
Correct.
So just purely from reading comprehension perspective, when you are demanding, this is a fairly radical change, he said, she said, we literally have a phrase to represent he said, she said, when two different sides disagree, they said implies that there is more than one person who is agreeing to that comment.
The Keele School District here, these are three eighth grade boys who have been accused of sexual harassment under Title IX for misgendering and misuse of pronoun. So I want everyone to understand they can play this game as much as they want of, oh, it's not going to be a problem. Just go along with the lie. This is what happens if you go along with the lie. Everyone will then be expected to do it. And when you don't do it, they will want there to be consequences. Look, the left has lost its mind. I mean, we're not exaggerating. We say the left of the Democrat Party, which unfortunately now runs the Democrat Party, is full of to obey or else. That's it.
And think about how much time the media spends running around when someone on the right side of the Republican Party does or says anything. What's the first thing the media says? Do you agree? Do you condemn? Do that they immediately take whatever that person says and they bring it to other Republicans and they demand that they also have an opinion on it. I would love for Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer to be asked whether they believe that men can get pregnant and have abortions. Do they believe that? And if they try to wave it off as saying, no, 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 that's not a conversation that's worthy of having, you can say, well, because under oath, one of your Democrat colleagues in terms of a someone testifying who is an avowed Democrat today in Congress said that men can get pregnant and have abortions. Do you agree or disagree with that comment? And by the way, merely dodging it shows you how overtaken the left wing of the Democrat Party right. has become by this radical ideology. Because if you went into anybody normal and you said, hey, do you think men can get pregnant and have abortions? They'd say, hell no.
Yeah, this lunacy is enormously destructive in American society. The destruction of gender and the constant effort to eliminate gender distinctions when it suits the left, not all the time. But when it suits the left, they, you know, you're hearing a lot about women's rights in the abortion context right now. And every time they say no uterus, no uterus, no opinion, I want to say, how do you know I don't have a uterus? You don't know that. You haven't done an inspection. You don't know. Maybe there's a uterus in there somewhere. You have no idea.
Buck, how about these trans activists now saying sometimes doctors get a baby's gender wrong when they're born?
We're going to hopefully have, if we can tear him away from his very, very packed schedule, Jordan Peterson to join on this, because he's just saying, I'm sorry, we're not doing this now. We're not doing this thing where we pretend that doctors are guessing when they see the genitalia of a newborn child, whether it's male or female. It's not a guess. This is the most basic.
Buck, to have been three times in a delivery room when a baby comes out. And I got to tell you, I feel pretty good about the doctor's ability to tell what the gender is, because I'm standing there and I feel pretty pretty confident about being able to analyze it myself.
The docs have gone 3 for 3, Clay. Look at that. What a shot.
It's amazing.
But, you know, it's not even just at the macro level that this stuff is problematic. You think about this kid, eighth grade. I remember being an eighth grade kid. This kid's in the eighth grade and he now has a Title IX complaint against him and his name is out there and he's worried, how am I going to get into college? I'm like anti-trans or something because I refer to a girl as she.
A girl.
Yes. And I mean, I guarantee you this trans eighth grader has activist parents who are obsessed with MSNBC and, you know, posting Ukraine flags and they triple mask and the whole thing. I mean, this is the reality of it. This is parents. These are adults that are indoctrinating kids to act in a certain way. And then they're going after the kids who don't immediately comply with this absurdity. And I'm sorry, it's very straightforward. Plural pronouns for a singular individual. Put aside even the gender thing. That's just wrong. You can't expect people to do that. That's absurd.
Reading comprehension doesn't work. Basic reading comprehension doesn't work if you refer to an individual as they.
I mean, think about how aggressive this is, too. You know, imagine if someone walked around and said, I insist because of my classification as a pansexual, that you refer to me as your superior. I mean, I really, you know, Just you have to say that I am your superior. That's what I demand. Refer to me in that way. I mean, at some point, it's just people being offensive and seeing how much power they can get away with. Using a plural pronoun for an individual is a weird thing to do. You shouldn't be forced to do this because it is not accurate. It is not true. So, at some point, I think we're already at that point. The American people see this is crazy, and it keeps going. Disney learned its lesson, though, over this a little bit recently. It's not over, folks. The battle continues on. Look, if your business has five or more employees and you manage to survive COVID, you're eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of $26,000 per employee. This isn't a loan. It's a refund of your taxes. You don't have to pay this back. The challenge is getting your hands on it. How do you cut through the red tape and get your business the refund money you deserve? Go to GetRefunds.com. Their tax attorneys are specialists in this little-known payroll tax refund program. They do all the work with no charge up front and simply share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales. Their average client gets $400,000 back. GetRefunds.com has helped 10,000 companies receive over $1 billion in cash rebates. They can help you too. Just go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. That's GetRefunds.com. No risk, high reward. GetRefunds.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. You just heard us talking about the craziness of the idea that men can get pregnant and have abortions, which was just testified to under oath by a Democrat testifying in front of Congress. But this is pretty wild, too. Wyoming is not exactly known to be a state that is rabidly left-wing. But Cynthia Lummis, the senator from Wyoming, was speaking at the University of Wyoming's commencement. And listen to what happens when she says there are only two sexes.
There are those in government who believe not that the Creator endowed us with inalienable rights, as the founders of our nation acknowledged in the Declaration of Independence, but that government created those rights and that government should redefine those rights, including our rights to freedom of speech, religion, property, assembly, and to keep and bear arms. Even fundamental scientific truths, such as the existence of two sexes, male and female, are subject to challenge these days. You know, I challenge those of you I'm not making a comment on the fact that there are people who transition between sexes.
It's amazing, isn't it? I mean, this is, if you were trying to think of one of the most basic, universal, scientific, reality-based truths, there are two genders, male and female, when it comes to human beings. That would be a pretty good place to start. And you have a big crowd of university students booing that, because this is what the Democrats undermine basic truth so they can have total control. That's really what this comes down to.
Well, and Buck, I think it's significant. This is the University of Wyoming. This isn't Vassar. This isn't Bowdoin.
Bowdoin.
I can't even pronounce it right. So there you go. This is the University of Wisconsin. Sorry, Wyoming. If it were the University of Wisconsin, I might even expect it a little bit more. You get booed in a commencement address for saying there are two genders now?
Apparently
the whole
you
thing
do.
Is crazy.
And you know, I do think that this would be something. It's Democrats are going to see. They're going to duck because they know coming into the midterms how absurd this is. Every Republican who has access to a prominent Democrat politician should ask the question, do you believe men can get pregnant? Do you believe men can have abortions? Because, by the way, when they say yes to that, and some of them will, the more, you know, Biden won't say yes. He'll stare, say, come on, get aggressive, you know, call someone a dog-faced pony soldier or whatever it was he said that one time, challenge him to a push-up contest. By the way, I never even understood what Biden was saying that one time. Did you ever catch that reference?
Dog-faced pony soldiers, I think a John Wayne reference.
Is that right?
Wow. I think to an old school movie. But when you actually, you're right that he would try to dodge it, but you shouldn't allow it to be dodged.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, like AOC would probably say yes. And what you need to do is get one of these politicians to say it, and then you can directly reflect that they have said it and use it as the jumping off point. I want to tell you about these shoes, man. I wore them. I wore them to one of my kids' athletic events, these Wolf and Shepherd shoes. They're the perfect hybrid of, look, dress, but also have the great sole of a sneaker. And I got to tell you, they are incredibly comfortable. It's a perfect shoe. You can wear it for a dress-up event, but you feel like you're still wearing sneakers. My wife loves them. She saw them when they arrived at the house. She said, wow, you actually made a good fashion decision for once. You can do the same. Wolf and Shepherd shoes can become a part of your routine like they're a part of mine and Buck's routine. Go sign up right now at wolfandshepherd.com. One more time, wolfandshepherd.com, S-H-E-P-H-E-R-D.
Welcome back to the Clay and Buck Show. Just a quick update on some facts, figures I gave you before, because I think this is important to get right, and I hate getting anything wrong. India is the 10th biggest exporter, of wheat in the world. Number one, though, is Russia. And number five is Ukraine. The U.S., Australia, Canada take up the 2, 3, and 4 spots. This online here. So about 20% of global grain exports from Russia and Ukraine. Hence, we are heading for some real supply chain problems and very expensive food stuff. Senator Ron Johnson is with us now from the great state of Wisconsin. Senator, thanks for being here.
Well, guys, hope you're doing well.
Actually, can you give me your thoughts, pardon me, sir, give me your thoughts on that issue of just the cost of everything right now. Food, obviously, getting more and more expensive. Baby formula shortage is a huge stressor for young parents, for parents with young children, rather, across the country. And now there's some looming broader supply chain issues. I mean, how much of a concern is this?
It's a huge concern. And you know, your listeners need to understand this didn't just happen. You know, inflation, record gas prices, those are the direct result of Democrat governance and Democrat policies. You know, war on fossil fuel, driving up the price now in gasoline, but energy in general, which contributes to inflation, printing trillions of dollars we don't have, too many dollars chasing too few goods, and then spending those dollars on programs that make it possible for people to sit on the sidelines so manufacturers can't fill up the shifts and can't meet the demand yet, so you have fewer products. And no doubt about it that the war in Ukraine is icing on the cake, but all this inflationary trend, all the gasoline price rise that was well underway before Vladimir Putin ever, you know, decided because of Biden's weakness to invade Ukraine.
Senator, you're fighting the good fight, trying to keep Biden from accelerating inflation. Thankfully, Build Back Better didn't pass. How much more time do we need to run out the clock before we have to worry about more disastrous decisions being made by the Biden administration, given that you guys are going to leave, meaning Congress, and go back on the campaign trail, and the hope is that the House and the Senate are both going to flip back to Republican control? So how much strategizing, how much time do you guys actually have to avoid tax increases, massive governmental spending increases? What do we need to be paying attention to in terms of your calendar?
Well, I mean, obviously, they've got till the end of the year to do these things. Okay, so even after the election, you know, you got to be careful of a lame duck session. So you always have to be on guard. But they are running out of time, and quite honestly, they're running out of votes. There are members of their party that are a little concerned, particularly before the election, of feeling the flames of inflation, because even though they won't admit it publicly, you know, certainly people like Joe Manchin realize that the out-of-control deficit spending has contributed to inflation. You know, people like Larry Summers, Obama's economic advisor, they were predicting this. There is public pressure coming to bear, even on Democrats. So I've got my fingers crossed, but you need to always be wary.
Speaking of Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, Senator, they are going after you. I'm sure you've seen this in the Washington Post. They've got a photo of you saying during a Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing on fiscal year 2023 that somehow they're tying you into replacement theory. Clay and I have been discussing a lot that the immediate political attack that they're using as a means of leveraging for political purposes, this attack in Buffalo, is something that is reprehensible. What do you say to those who at the Washington Post and the Democrat Party are going after you, Tucker, a whole range of well-known Republican figures?
Well, like the Wall Street Journal said, it's despicable. It truly is. I mean, these guys have no shame whatsoever. It's a diversionary operation. They refuse to admit that the radical left policies that they're promoting, you know, for example, open borders, you know, flooding this country with illegal immigrants. So 1.25 million people last year, that's a number larger than the population of 8 states. They refuse to acknowledge how that, you know, threatens this country, the national security threat that is. And so they got to divert people's attention. And that's what they're doing. And of course, they will always go on the offense with lies and distortions because they want to stay in power. This is all about power for the Democrats. So, you know, I get accused of talking about something I'd never even heard of, okay? I don't think I've ever even said the word, and I'm not going to say it now, okay, about this theory. All I've ever done is parroted exactly what Democrats have said about, you know, for example, Julian Castro said it's going to become a purple state, talking about Texas, then a blue state because of demographics, because of the population growth of folks from outside the state. The Center for American Progress said that we need to get behind a pathway to citizenship for the 11 million undocumented immigrants living in our country is the only way to maintain electoral strength in the future. So, I mean, this has been their game plan. You know, so just a guy like me kind of just talks about what they've actually said, or now the fact that I've talked about how President Obama, 5 days before he got elected, said he's going to fundamentally transform America. Joe Biden said the exact same thing, and I'm pointing out we're seeing what they meant by fundamentally transforming this nation. Open borders, 40-year high inflation, record gasoline prices, rising crime. They're fundamentally destroying this country. Now, the left doesn't like hearing the truth about their policies and how they're fundamentally destroying this country, so they take it and twist it. Of course, then their allies in the media run with it. That's what we're up against. We are up against not only the Democrat Party, but we have their advocates, their allies in the media that are willing to carry their water and do everything they can to destroy somebody like me.
Senator Johnson, you've been one of the truth tellers when it comes to COVID. Buck and I were talking about earlier in the show. You may have heard it, or you may have heard us earlier in this week, talking about what the data is showing now. And I'm curious, I know you've been paying a lot of attention to the data coming out of England and other countries. What is going on that the places that are the most vaccinated right now, the people who have gotten the most COVID booster shots, people are being hospitalized there at highest rates, and also we've got the highest rates of cases going on. What's the data telling us based on what you're seeing?
Well, listen, I'm not a doctor or medical researcher, but this is basically what a lot of the doctors and medical researchers I was talking to back even in 2020 were predicting. You know, we all hoped and prayed it wouldn't come true, but what we are seeing, what is undeniable, is that the federal health agencies, the COVID cartel, the administration, the agencies, big pharma, legacy media, and big tech social media giants, the COVID cartel, they're not going to tell us the truth. They're not going to give us the data. At this point, with the body count over a million, over 6 million globally, a million in the U.S., the human toll, the economic devastation, the ill-advised widespread shutdowns that didn't work, what we've done to our children, at this point, they can't afford to be proven wrong. And here's what we're up against. You can apply this to any one of these issues. They have the power to make it almost impossible for us to prove them wrong. And we got the truth on our side. It has its own power. We have, some news outlets like talk radio. But by and large, the real bulk of the media, they're radical leftists. They're advocates. And it's a real challenge for us to get the truth out.
Senator Ron Johnson, everybody, of Wisconsin. Senator, appreciate you making the time for us, sir.
Appreciate it. RonJohnsonSenator.com if you want to help me get reelected.
Everybody. Definitely want to
do that.
So, Senator Johnson.
We should do an event with the senator up in Milwaukee.
Yeah, Senator, can you pick a fun place where they have good beer and cheese? I've heard stories.
Oh, there's all kinds of fun places. I'd love to have you. Let's plan on it, okay?
All right, fantastic. Thanks, Senator. Look, there are a lot of debates going on in our nation right now. They're not just over what policies will improve our nation. There's actually a debate over whether America is great at all, believe it or not. That's why Imprimis, Hillsdale's Digest of Liberty, is more popular than ever and more important than ever, too. Imprimis is a monthly speech digest, a printed publication that looks at the issues of the day from a constitutional perspective. The words you'll find will remind you of our great heritage of liberty. For 50 years, Imprimis has featured speeches given at Hillsdale events by the smartest conservative thinkers and writers. These days, Hillsdale publishes people like Victor Davis Hanson, Molly Hemingway, Mark Stein, and Chris Rufo. Over 6 million American households and businesses receive Imprimis free each month. I encourage you to sign up for it today at absolutely no charge. Our friends at Hillsdale want you to have a free subscription right now. Get your free subscription. Just go to clayandbuck4hillsdale.com. That's clayandbuck4hillsdale.com. clayandbuck4hillsdale.com.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough.
that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from my, from this idea of what, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Final segment of the Wednesday edition of the program. Encourage you to go subscribe to the podcast. Make sure you don't miss a moment. I'd like to get up to Milwaukee, especially in the summer, and help Senator Ron Johnson get reelected. That's a big battle that he's going to be fighting, and I know many of you are listening to us in Wisconsin.
If we're going to Milwaukee, though, we're going, you know, before the election, obviously.
When yes. The weather is nice. I don't do cold weather, Buck. I don't do... I want to go to Milwaukee in like August or September. That's what
I was there a year ago. I had a great, amazing yeah. town. Great town.
By the way, in the last couple of minutes, Elon Musk, who obviously is continuing his pursuit of Twitter, and we don't know exactly how that's going to go. By the way, stock market, down 1,100 points.
Ouch.
One of the biggest drops on record in modern era. So that is not good. But Elon Musk tweets as follows. In the past, I voted Democrat because they were mostly the kindness party, but they have become the party of division and hate, so I can no longer support them and will vote Republican. Now watch their dirty tricks campaign against me unfold. Popcorn emoji. I agree with a lot of what Elon Musk says, and I've talked about this before. My evolution from a political process has been somewhat similar.
Yeah, kind of tracks
his,
right? I mean,
yeah, I was ahead of him in that I changed, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, really, in a significant way. But yeah, I think what he has seen is what I saw, and I think there are, and that's why I always am conscious of this when I'm talking to everybody out there. I got asked over the weekend, Buck. I met a lot of our listeners. We did an event. A music event. It was really fun. I was emceeing it. And a bunch of people said, man, I don't know how you do it. How do you put on the gloves and kind of go in to fight every day, given how crazy things are in the country? And to me, I'm always thinking, Buck, about the possibility of just adding one or more, two or more, three or more people to Team Sanity every day. And if you keep doing that, if you keep winning on a day-to-day basis, you stack up those numbers. Eventually they become significant. And I think they're really going to become significant in the midterms in 2022. And then as we roll ahead into 2024. So in my mind, that's what I'm thinking. Every day is a battle. We were talking about this off air. There's constantly punches flying in every direction, but it's really a privilege to be able to say every day exactly what you think, which is what we do on this show. And we know we are speaking for many of you who don't feel like you have that ability to say what you really think. And also, because we're speaking every day to a little bit bigger audience of people like Elon Musk or me, who are sort of having their red pill moment and recognizing what's going on in this country.
Yeah, there's a great comfort that we take in speaking not just our minds, but what I think is, honestly, on so many of these issues, just the objective truth every day. And in a time period when you can hear, you know, that the Democrat Party has, and I think it's a combination of things. I do believe that their dominance of institutions, corporate institutions, government, social media platforms has allowed for an echo chamber effect where reality is no longer allowed to intrude on the cause, the moment, the striving for power, whatever that may be. By the way, I'm also seeing on Fox, Clay, record diesel prices putting pressure on farmers. Food yeah. is going to get a lot more expensive, not just because of inflation, because of, think of, we already have the inflation issue, but also when you have supply chain issues and just supply overall, it's going to get, you know, I don't think we're going to have starvation in America or anything like that, thank God, but I do think food's going to get a lot more expensive. But also, we sit here and, you know, we have to be honest about this. We've just been right about the Biden administration the entire time.
Yes.
There's not, and I would, look, I just corrected myself before because I got a stat wrong on something. If Biden had, if they had rolled out a plan that had worked really well, I'd give their version of, you know, why that was the right choice for them. And I'd say why I thought it was wrong. But hey, here are the good results. They've got nothing. They've got nothing to point to that actually has made Americans' lives substantially better that is attributable to a decision that they have made that we disagreed with.
And, I mean, I'm sitting here looking at the stock market, Buck, and people say, oh, you know, that's a rich person thing to be concerned about. No, a huge percentage of our listeners have 401ks, and maybe some of you are thinking, hey, I'm going to retire in the next 5-10 years. I mean, when you're talking about the Dow being down 1,100 points, and on a percentage basis, the S&P 500 being down 4 percentage points, I mean, these are drops that just don't happen very often. And we've almost erased the entire rise that we've seen in the stock market over the last 18 months in the space of 5 months to start this year. And I think a big part of it, Buck, is a lot of corporate CEOs who may have quietly been backing Joe Biden are throwing up their hands and saying, this administration's economic policy is not just controversial, it's so ill-informed and riddled with idiocies that you can't even interact with these people and persuade them of their stupidity.
I mean, Jake Sullivan, who he reminds me of one of the characters from The Office. I actually can't remember his name, but he's the one who's dating the redhead for a while. You remember, you watch The Office?
Oh, I love The Office.
You know the guy, he's kind of obsessed with Japan. You remember this character?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He wears a fleece vest all the time. Jake Sullivan reminds me of that guy.
Yes.
But Jake Sullivan.
Andy Bernard. Is it Andy Bernard?
No, not Andy Bernard. No, no. It's the guy that's Andy Bernard's rival for the redhead.
Yes, somebody, I know you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about? That he's like what? What's his name?
Not Dwight Schrute.
No, not Dwight Schrute. That's another great one, though.
Get in our ears.
Yes.
We would have known Dwight Schrute. Yeah,
of course
Jim
we
know
Dwight. He's the other guy. He's like kind of brought
and
in
Steve
as a
Carell.
Boss figure for a while. Anyway, see, because The Office isn't on Netflix anymore. I'm running on memory entirely. I don't watch it as much.
I'm going to look this up while you continue to finish your analogy.
Well, just what
right.
I'm saying about this guy is that he's the National Security Advisor. He's a Russia collusion truther. That should be disqualifying. Just if you were dumb enough to believe and spout for months, if not years on end, Russia collusion, you should not be in any position of authority in any federal government ever. And this is why I can't even respect these people. They got imbeciles calling the shots here. I can't
Gabe.
Believe Gabe. Thank you. Gabe from The Office. He reminds me of
such
Gabe from
a great
The Office.
Show. Could they even make The Office today?
No.
Buck?
No. No, Netflix has turned into largely trash, other than the F1 show. Netflix is now just woke garbage being spewed all the time.
I don't know. I mean, The Office is one of the funniest shows ever. I don't think they could make The Office today because so much of it pokes fun at the idiocy of sort of politically correct
yes.
culture.
Yeah.
That's the Michael Scott character in essence all day long, every day. This has been a lot of fun. I encourage you to go download the podcast. Make sure you don't miss a moment of our show. We want to set a record in May, and we really do thank you for giving us the opportunity. We don't necessarily say it enough to be able to interact with you for 3 hours every day and be voices of sanity in an insane world. Thank you.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.